The human life is a temporary experience. It has its beginning and its end. However, how one lives their life can leave behind an essence that will last for forever. Welcome to the Temporary Immortals podcast. I'm your host, Miles, and thank you for joining us on this 22nd step. Enjoy. Hello, and welcome back to those who are joining us again, and to those who are joining us for the first time, welcome, and thanks for stopping by. This is the Temporary Immortals podcast, and I'm your host, Miles. For those who are joining us for the first time, and for those who haven't been here for a while, our last conversation was about building up that instinct and trusting it. After a while, we're going to get those voices in our heads that's telling us, what's our best judgment? What's the call that we should make? And it can easily be a trap to our own demise if we do not listen to that thing, especially if we encounter failure time and time again. So building and trusting that instinct is extremely important. Another thing that's very important and another thing that's worthy of note in this conversation that we're having about taking an idea from the mental to a physical space is that our goals are going to be slowly built over time. Especially if they're very grand, especially if they're well thought out, especially if there are plenty of phases in our goals, it is going to take a while for us to achieve them. And if we are doing the things that we've talked about over time and time again, following the details, paying attention to the things that are important, learning from our mistakes, making good decisions, building up that system of thought that gives us our ability to quickly analyze situations and make the best decisions, our instinct, eventually we're going to get to a place where things seem just too easy. I do not need to spend as much time putting effort into doing this thing as I was before. It is not that hard to come up with this idea. I can just go out and do it. That is the next trap. And I'm telling you, it's the next trap because just like that first trap we talked about before, that satisfaction that you get before you get to the end, this next trap that we're talking about is the slow death of our goals. And the reason why this is the slow death of our goals is because we get lulled into the idea that at any point in time, we can achieve success on our track to our goal if we put in less and less effort. However, we are doing all these things. We're learning all these tools and we're building up this instinct, this system of thought, and we're getting all this experience, not so that we can put in less effort, but so that we can continue to put in the same amount or even more effort and continuously be more effective with the effort that we're being that we're putting into this process. If it doesn't take you 2 hours, but it takes you, well, let's say it doesn't take you 2 hours to warm up in the gym, it takes you 30 minutes. However, eventually you figure out a way to get a full warm up in 5, right? Well, if you're able to fully warm up in 5, now you save 25 minutes. You save that time. And you can now either, you know, get more of an active workout in, you can dedicate that 25 minutes to something else, or you've gained 25 minutes to do something outside of the workout sphere. This thought process of I can do this more effectively, I have better decision making, allows us to squeeze more things into that time that we have. Remember, time is very limited. It does not come back, and even though life seems infinite, it is very temporary. And if we look at things on a day scale, the day only has 24 hours. There's only 60 minutes in an hour, 60 seconds per minute. And every time, every single time we are inefficient with our intentions, we lose time. And to be honest, it's very, very also destructive to look at time as constantly fleeting. However, we have to also understand that we cannot continuously look and track and just really, really harbor over time, because it's going to go regardless of what we want to do. Going back to our main topic, if we decide, well, I can put in less effort towards my goal at any point in time, we are unintentionally deciding to slowly kill our goals, slowly destroy our ambitions, because we're no longer striving with that same energy that we had before. And it's very important, if you realize that you are putting in less effort towards your goals, it is time to apply more pressure to yourself. It is time to challenge yourself. It is time to add more to your plate. Because if not, your goals will disappear before your very eyes. Thanks for listening to the Temporary Immortals podcast. The thoughts and opinions presented here are the thoughts and opinions of the host as an individual, and they do not represent an entity or entities. If you like the podcast and you appreciate your experience here, please feel free to like, comment, heart, download, share. Any form of support is highly welcome. Have an amazing day. We will talk to you next time.